All right, so I want to go weiter now here in the Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. If you go back to the original Gemara, again, talking about Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, if we go back to the original Gemara on Daf Samach Vav, Amida Samach Vav Meralef, where we started in the previous Amud. So the Gemara has a statement. It says, In Yeshla Veses Tola Bevesa. That's in source one. You have these sheets, right? I think I sent them to you. So the Gemara says that, if a woman has a veses, so when she sees dam machmas tashmish, she can be told of that dam in the veses, and won't have to go through that whole process that we described with the three times of the first husband, the second husband, dikas, and so on and so forth. Yesha veses tola bevesta. Okay, it's a bit of a cryptic statement, because what exactly does that mean? What do you mean, yesha veses tola bevesta? So we have actually, at least, that I listed over here, four different interpretations in the Rishonim, as to what exactly that means, that simple phrase in Yeshua Vesas, Tolba Vesta. Rashi, Divamas in Yeshua Vesas, there in Nida Daf Samach Vav Medalev, Rashi says, Yeshua Vesas, Lekilkul Hazeh. This particular kilkul, this particular problem that she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish, means that she it comes with a certain amount of regularity, okay? And as Rashi says, she'ein ro'a kol sha'a machmas tashmish. It's not that she sees every single time she has tashmish with her husband. Okay, she's ro'a machmas tashmish at specific times. When she has tashmish at specific times, then she's taka ro'a dam. But other times she has tashmish not. Okay, el leprokim. Right, again the key she'ein ro'a kol sha'a machmas tashmish el leprokim. Then tola bevesta. All right, if she was, according to Rashi, if she sees Dam Machmas Tashmish at different fixed times, then at those particular times, we can assume that the Dam has something to do with the time, and therefore she can be Umishameshes below Bedika, Bain Vesis Levesis. And other times, when it's not during that, those times, okay, then she can have, then she can go forward and have Tashmish as normal. In other words, we can assume the Dam has something to do with those fixed times, and therefore she's permitted to be Mishameshes at other times when it's not during those fixed times. That's how Rashi says, in Yeshlo Vesas Tola Bevesta. Okay, she's told that it has something to do with those times. So perhaps we say she'll stop seeing during those times, but she's okay to see Dam to have Tashmish at other times when it's not those times. That's what it means, Tola Bevesta. Okay. In other words, since she's able to have tashmish at other occasions and not see dam, even if this happened three times, and you know, with particular intervals or particular days of the month or whatever, okay, so those things are problems. But given that she only sees dam machmas tashmish at certain fixed different times, so then we can be tola bevesta, and she does not have to go through that whole process. Just the problem with those times, do bedika those times, but the rest of the time she can have tashmish not bedika. So says Rashi. The Baal HaMor, in his Hasogos to the Baal HaNefesh of the Ravid, again called Tzela Machlokes, or it's here as Hasogos HaRazah, Ravzah Chalevi, Simon Gimel Ozvov, has a different interpretation. He says basically that the situation of Yeshua Vesas, Tol Bevesta, he says again in Sim Gimel Ozvav 3, Elakach Nirolono Perish in Yeshua Vesas, Bevestus de Gufa. She has some sort of physical symptoms. Kagon, Shepiako, Sheicha, you know, she sneezes, she has the hiccups or whatever, she has some kind of physical manifestation. Uchos Hashinu, Ela Vesas, those also called Vesas. You know, we've had that and we'll have that in greater detail when we talk about Vesas. Harezu Tola Riyasa Bepiako Batusha Velo Betashmisha. Since it's true, she's Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, but it's not Tashmish alone. It's other physical symptoms that accompany it. So that she can say it has something to do with that. The Ein Zu Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish Ad She's Borla Shavesas Piuka Batusha Murkevis Betashmish. Okay. Basically, he says you would have to say that these things always cause, always are in association with Ro Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, the Baal HaMor's point is if they have some kind of physical vessels, she won't be called, she won't be classified as a Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish if these physical symptoms are always connected to the Riyah. Okay, are always connected to her Riyah. Okay, in other words, if there's a Vesa Guf, then we can say that the Riyah Saddam has to do with the Vesa Guf and not the Tashmish. So says, that's what it means, Tola Bevesta. Vesas meaning Vesas Haguf. So claims the Baal HaMor. He writes at the end, V'hu Nachon, he writes, he thinks he's correct. Afo Pi Shalom Matzino Echon Mikol HaMafarshim. He acknowledges that nobody else says this. Nobody else interprets Vesas here as referring to Vesas Haguf that accompanies the Tashmish and so on. So according to the Baal HaMor thinks he's correct. Baal HaMor, we mentioned in the past, is very creative and doesn't always follow what everybody else says and thinks. And that's what he says here too. He says, I don't see anybody else say such a thing. Okay, so that's opinion number two. And Rashi number one, that has to do with she only sees it at certain fixed times. Okay, according to the Baal HaMor, that's the Rashi, right? And therefore, at other times, it's not a problem for her to have Tashmish. The Baal HaMor says it's associated with Ves Haguf. Then you have a third opinion, which is the Mordechai. In his Hilchos Nida, source 4, the Mordechai is in Remes Tavshin Lamed Hey. He begins with a quote from the Gemara, right? The Tanar Rabbanan, Nises Rasadam Machmas Tashmish, Mikan Ve'elechot Tashamish, the Bishor Zimn Havichazaka, Elatis Garish, the Dilma Mazahud, the Gavar Garam, right? Has to do with this husband. And then, go the next husband, Ketzer Bodekes, maybe a Shofar. It's kind of a whole story about how to be Bodekes, the tube, and so on. Okay. Anyway, then at the end, he says a different point. He says, he explains the whole bedika, right, with the Q-tip, with the wad at the end of the stick that's put inside the tube. Okay, then he writes at the very end. Look at the last line and a half. Bimyeishla veses zman kavua shehiro adam. The Mordechai says, Pashut, if this woman has a veses kavua, okay, she's a one woman has a veses kavua every 30 days, every whatever. She has a veses kavua that he always sees dam. Then Tola Bevesta, Shecholoma Zehadam, Shiro Atar, Shadayan Loki Higiavesta. The Mordechai says very simple. Okay, the Mordechai says that what it means is in Yeshua Vesas Tola Bevesta, she has the right to say, look, she sees every 30 days, let's say, she has a fixed Vesta, she's been seeing like that for 10 years or whatever. So now it's nowhere near day 30. So she's Roa Machmas Tashmish. No, that's obviously not neither Dam. That's obviously not Dam neither. That's what it says. Yeshua Vesas is talking about a woman as a regular Vesas, okay? And this particular time that she is seeing Roa Machmas Tashmish was Shalovashas Vesta, nowhere near the time of a Vesta. And therefore she can say, that's not Dam neither. I have a Vesta. I always get Dam neither on this and this day. And now we're nowhere near that day. So whatever happened when I had Tasha with her husband had nothing to do with Dam Nida. Okay? So she's in other words, she's since she's Roa Machmas Tashma, Shaloba Ace Nidasa, Shaloba Shas Nidasa, then that's not her Vesa. She has a fixed Vesa. So that's the Mordechai learns. It seems, we'll see cash on it, but it seems simple, right? She says, no, this is not Dam Nida. You follow? That's the Mordechai. And the fourth sheet is Ramban. In his Hilchos Nida and Perek Vav, Os Tes Vav, in source 5, okay, the Ramban says, well, I don't want to say the exact opposite, but in a certain sense, it's like the opposite of the Mordechai. The Ramban says, Ha'isha, look at 5, Ha'isha Sheros Adam Machmas Tashmish. Harezim Mutar Samish Pam Shnia Kishetitar. Rosa Pam Shnia Mishameshes Pam Shlishis. Rosa Pam Shlishis, Harezim Asula Balzeh. Okay, that goes back to that question. Can you do the bedika even after husband number one? Right? We discussed that. We discussed that last week already. Right? Do you have to wait till the third, or can you do the bedika for one? But here's what we say. What the Ramban says. Right? Remember that from last week. Right? Does the bedika have to be after? If dafka bedika won't work until the third, that's a samol. But the Ramban we said then. Oh no, theoretically you can do the bedika even after number one. But meredu amamurim shalohay shom davar lislos bo. It's like, here's what I mean by the opposite of the Mordechai. If the Mordechai said, we're talking about a woman who sees Machmas Tashmish at a time that's nowhere near her period. So she has the right to say, well, I get my period every 30 days. This Dam has nothing to do with my period. It's not Dam neither. The Ramban says, we're talking about someone who's Mishamesh is Somuch Levesta. It's near the time of her getting her period, okay? And now she sees Dam. It wasn't yet her period, but it was close enough that she can say, oh, this wasn't Roa Machmas Tashmish. I guess I got my period a day early. This is, right? This is, it's Samuch Levesta, Arezu Tola Bevesta. That's the Ramban. You see what I mean? It's not the opposite. You know what I'm saying? It's the Mordechai is saying you're far away, so she can say, it's not Dam neither. Here he's saying close. It is Dam. In other words, the Mordechai's point is that it's not Dam neither. Right, there must be something else. Must be some other problem, and it's not Dam Nida. Therefore, we don't have to worry about it because it's nowhere near the time I normally get Dam Nida. The Ramban is saying it is Dam Nida, but it's not Machmas Tashmish. right? Not machus tashmish. The time of it's close to time of period. And we're talking about that it's if she has tashmish tamach levesta and she sees dam, so it's taka dam nida enachanami. Not like that way. It's not like the Mordechai. Mordechai's point was not dam nida because no one near her vessels. She had the Ramban is saying, oh, it is dam nida, but it's not machus tashmish. It's machus the vessels. That's what it means. Yesh levesis. If it's carton that he'll learn, yesh levesis means if it's close to the time of the vessels, then the tala bevesis. So those, right, those are the four shitas that we present. Look in the Rashi Bo. The Bais Hakotzer, those are Bais Hakotzer by Zion Shar Beis, source number six. Isha zu shara so alidei tashmish v'hi b'shas vesta. Then tala bevesta lahakel kadei shalotis garish mebailo. Okay. Then she says, oh, huh?
Do they mean Dafka on Shas Vesets? Like, you know, we had various opinions on.
Oh, good. So we'll get that shortly, but I know that's a question. What do you mean, some of the best? I thought you're not supposed to. They shouldn't be together then, right? That's what you're asking, in fact, right? Well, I thought they're not supposed to be with each other. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the hold the thought. Okay. But anyway, that's what the Ramban says. The Rashi says you look in the Rambam. But by the way, I want to just emphasize that last line that the Rashi Bo writes at the Bais HaKotzer. Let's remember, we're trying to be makel kadei shelo tisgarish mibaila. We talked about that a little bit last week. We said, you know, we're looking to find kulas, you know, it's a drastic move to tell someone to get divorced over this. So, okay. All right, anyway, and so that's the Rashi Bo basically is agreeing with the Ramban. All right, it's close enough. For right now, Yosef, we'll answer your question. It's close enough to say that it's dam nida, but it's not machmas tashmish. Let's leave it like that. Okay. As opposed to on the vessels itself, but let's assume for the moment that Soma was close enough to the time of the vessels that she can say, oh, it's not Machmas Tashmish, it's I'm getting my period now. Okay. The Rambam, Hilchos Yisur Bia Paragdal Chachof 7, also seems to hold like the Rambam, like the Rashi Bo, Misha Ros Adam Bashas Tashmish, Arizim Mutaras Shamish Kitchis Itar Pamshia, Ros Adam Bapamshia, Mishras Pamshishis, Ros Adam Shish, Ariza Asula Shamish in Balzella Olam, fine. Okay, again, I would talk last week. But Medram Amurim, Vishaya Sham Dover Lissos Bo. Avalim Shimsha Samochlevesta, Talabavesta. The Rambam says that as well, again, similar to the Ramban and the Rashi Bo. As a side point, the Sidrei Tara, here in Arsim Kuf Pezain, it's gotten Chav Gimel, source number 8, just points out in explaining Rashi, which was the first sheet that we had. So again, let's go over it again. Rashi says, Yesh lo vesis means there's a vesis. And according to Rashi, let me just clarify, the word vesis here doesn't mean a normal, not vesis in the sense of period, okay, getting her period. It's vesis l'kil kluzeh. There's some, you know, there's some consistency or some, you know, connection between what's happening here and in a Rodam Machmastasha and a particular time, the time, a fixed time. You know, she says a different fixed times. That's a Rashi. She's a different fixed times. Rashi is right. She ain't a raw, but the point is, she ain't a raw Kol Shah Machmastashmish. She doesn't see Machmastashmish all the time, only at fixed times. Okay, so then she's Muteris the other times when it's not that fixed time. So the Sidrei Tara just clarifies. Afila Elo, that's Rashi, right? Then the Balamor had his unique shita that Vesis here means, well, that's not a big shock. I mean, the Vesis sometimes does mean Vesis Aguf, okay? So that's what the Balamor says is going on over here, and in Sagas to the Rabbi. It means Vesis Aguf, although no one else says that. Then there's the Mordechai, who says that Vesis means what it means all the time. Okay, it means her fixed time. And if we're nowhere near her fixed time, then any dam she sees 2 weeks away from there, it's nothing to do with dam neither. And there's the Ramban who says that Vesis also means fixed time, but we are close to her fixed time. And therefore, in Echanami, it is dam neither, but it's not Ro Machmas Tashmish. Okay, those are the four sheets. This and the Ramban, and the Rambam basically agree with the Ramban. The Sidrei Tara just points out, but Adarabba, Afila Poskim Mefarshim Loha, Dim Yesho Vesis Tolo Vesis, Kapirish Rashi. She yesh la zman kavua liros machmas tashmish, okay. Mashma de lo talin bevesas elakashim shimsha bevein vessel of vessels the lo rasa the hot talin bevesas. In other words, getting back to the other definition of vessels, it's obviously it's talking about where she sees you know other times between those occasions she doesn't see. Right, I mean, the Rashi says it, but I think the Sidrei Tara is just emphasizing. It has to be that she sees, she has relations with her husband other times and it's not Ro Machmas Tashmish. Okay? Ha'ilu lo shimsha bein time, lo talinu beves, but if it happens every time, good, it's always fixed. but for whatever reason, they never have tashmish during other times. Okay, then you can't do anything about it. In other words, here with the Sidra Torah, he's just pointing out that it's, that it's in lo shimsha bein tam lo talin vesa asul olam. V'chein here, Pirish Rashi, shekosav, v'zelo shorim, v'yesho vesa she'en ro'a kol shor machmas tashmish, elot prokim, right? And that's Rashi pretty much says it. Mashma, ho'ilu lo shimsha bein tam lo talin and klal b'vesas. Right, you can't make it dependent on that. Oh well, she only sees it these fixed times. Yeah, but we don't know if she sees other times, And I just want to point that out from the Sidra Torah that he's just stressing that those who want to learn like Rashi would have to say that this works only if she has tashmish in between those times. All right, I imagine when I first thought this, I thought that he was trying to narrow the gap between Rashi and the Ramban. Okay, in other words. If she's kovatz veses, she saw machmas tashrish three times, okay, In other words, one could argue like this, according to what comes out from the Sidra Torah, really, okay. One could argue, and maybe that's what Rashi's saying. One could argue that even if she subsequently saw three times in a row. Okay, but she has other times when she doesn't see. Then she saw three times in a row. Maybe she still remained muteris. Okay, because you can be tola in that vesis. Just like the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Rambam all say that if samoch levesta, then she can be tola bevesta. So if she has these other times where she sees, like Rashi is learning vesis differently, but it comes out that if she sees those times. Then she'll still be muteris. Okay. Anyway, the main point of the Sidra Torah is it has to be that she saw tashrish in between. She had tashrish in between and didn't see. Okay. Anyway, how do we pass into four shitas and what that one line from the Gemara means? Yesh Shavas is Tolo Bavas. What does it mean to four shitas? Right. So Shulchan Aruch here by us in Simon Kuf Peizayin Tiv Dalet Paskins Im Shimsha Samoch Levesta. Okay, some of that, like the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashbo, right? So then, Anutolin Riosa Mishum Vesta, the Lo Chashrina L'Ro Machmas Tashrish. We're convinced that it's Dam Nida, but we're saying it's because she's getting a period, not because, we're told the fact that she's some of a Vesta, and therefore it's not Machmas Tashrish, and therefore it's not a problem. So and I just take a look at number 10, the Taz, here in Sukkot and Ches, quotes the Beis Yosef, who brings the other sheets in the Sharm. The Mechaber doesn't even bring any other sheetas. Right? Just says that it means Samach Levesta the way the Rambam says and the way the Ramban Rashbo said it. Okay, the Taz and the Beis Yosef, the Taz quotes that the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef brings the name of Rashi. Im Yesh Vesas Lekil Kuzeh, he quotes Rashi. Okay, and he quotes. Right. Let's read. What he said, "Yesh vesas l'kil kuzesh she'ena ro'a kol shor machmas tashrish ela b'prokim tola b'vesta mishmereshes below b'dika bein vesas l'vesas." Right. The other times, it's okay. Okay. The other times, it's all right. But of course, at the time of at those intervals, whatever they are, those regular intervals, of course, she can't be with him. That's sure. That's clear. Unless maybe three of them go by. In other words, it could be that if she has these fixed times, the way Rashi said it, she sees machmas tashrish at fixed intervals. But if, let's say, three such intervals went by without seeing, so then you can be okay that, like in any other verses. All right, that's Rashi. Because of Od B'Shem Mordechai, and the Beis Yosef also quoted the Mordechai, okay, he does not even quote the Baal HaMor. Okay, the Beis Yosef does not quote that Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor said, the Baal HaMor acknowledged the fact, he's obviously living before the Beis Yosef, but the Baal HaMor acknowledged the fact that nobody says like him. He says, his language was and the Beis Yosef doesn't bring it. But he has a very, very interesting kasha against the Mordechai. Let's look here, and the Taz quotes it here in Sukkot and Ches. Because of Od B'Shem Mordechai, B'Zel HaShono, Ish Sheish Ovesis Kavua Shai Saro, and either Tole B'Vesta, Shechol Omar Zeh Adam, Shai Saro Atar, Shadayin Logi Vesta, right? That's what the Mordechai said. That since she gets her period every 30 days or whatever, okay, every 35 days, so now she's on day 22 or whatever, nowhere near her time, and therefore she has the right, if she's raw, Machmas Tashrish, she has the right to say, it's got nothing to do with Dam Nida, it's not my period. And says the Taz, according to Beis Yosef, on the third line, V'zeh Dover She'ein Lo Bir Klal. How could that possibly be? By Mordechai Atzmo, Kosov Achar Zeh V'Tolah B'Makosa. Okay, how could that possibly be, says the Taz? Since when do we ever say such a thing? That, well, since it's nowhere near her period, therefore it must not be Dam Nida. To find it astonishing. What do you mean? Let's say we don't say that by Ksamim or by other things. Oh, yeah, everyone who comes to the Kesem, oh, is a Nidia period? No, okay, forget about it. We don't say that. Okay, we never say that since it happened. I mean, you know, it would eliminate half the shilas or more. You know, that many rabbanim get the woman has found the Kesem. You know, suddenly something happened. So you just have to ascertain that it's not near her period and say, oh, it must be something else. We don't automatically say that at all. So that's why the Taz here finds the Mordechai Shita very, very strange. Okay, how can it be? Just say automatically that because it's not near her vessels, therefore she has the right to say that this is not Dom Nida, this must be something else. What do you mean? We don't say that. You hear the kasha, right? That's what the Taz is asking.
I had a question.
Yes.
It's similar to that, kind of like how the Taz is asking on the Mordechai, the question on Shitas Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi's saying also that you know, she's seeing blood, she's being koveya blood at different times.
Right.
Wouldn't that be the definition of a veset? Meaning, meaning, why should we be? Meaning, we should be told that should create a new veset. Meaning, we have dam, we have nowhere to.
In a chanami, that's what Rashi's saying. Therefore, it's not raw machmas tashmish in effect.
Meaning it's dam nita, meaning she's koveya two vesets.
Somehow, that I think that's what Rashi's saying, especially with the point that Zidatari is stressing, she has Baharaya, she has Tashmish other times, and that's in the Sidam. It must have something to do with that vest. I think that's what you mean. I think so.
Meaning even if it's not even close, is Rashi talking, saying it's close to the vesset or not?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think, that's what I said before. I think Rashi is using the term vesets here, not in the terms of her particular personal vessels, well, we usually use the term vessels. That's, yeah. I think Rashi, that's what I meant before. I think Rashi's not learning that way. I think Rashi, it's irrelevant. Again, but the Siddur Torah stresses that according to that sheet, it's got to be she has Tashmish other times without seeing Dam. So yeah, this is a different kind of vessels, so to speak. Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. I think that's a sheet of Rashi. You know, but you're right. I think that's what it means. So, and again, especially the Siddur Torah, Harayah, she sees Dom other times. She has Tashmish other times without seeing Dom. So that becomes a new vessel, but it's not Rol Machmas Tashmish is the point. You follow? But the Taz here is asking a different kasha. The Taz is against the Mordechai. The Mordechai, I mean, at first blush, the Mordechai sounds very logical, right? Look at the words at the end of again, it's in source 4. It's in Hilchas Nida, the Mordechai Rem is Tafshin Lamed, the end of source 4. Yesha Vesas Man Kavua, she wrote Dam, Tor Vesas, she Cholomer, Zahadam, she wrote Tar, Shadayan Logia Vesas, this must be Dam Tar, must be not a problem, come down anywhere near my Vesas. Whoa, says Tar, well, since when do we say that? Since when do we say that? Just because, who knows, maybe it changed, maybe, you know, we know things change, we never just automatically say, must be that it's not Dam Tar because nowhere near her expected period. So the Taz says, therefore, you have to look carefully and we have to put together the two things, okay, which we'll see momentarily. But if you look down for a second, just for a second, for source 14, which is not Gemara, okay, on Samach Vav Med Aleph. Because I only quoted one little part of it, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch deals with first. But it says, look at 14. Yesha makabos makom tolo makosim, yesha veses tolo bevesta. Okay. Basically, what the Taz wants to say is that those are not two, and the Mordechai brought that also. Okay. If you look back in source 4, the Mordechai brings, he quotes the whole Gemara, right? He quotes the, I don't know if I printed that part. Yeah, I didn't print the whole thing, but oh no, I did. No, I didn't. But he also brings that part down. The point is that the Taz wants to claim that the two things are not separate things. All right, he says, "If Mordechai atzmo kosev achar zeh b'tolav makosa, v'abeis Yosef haven shemilsa ban peinavshehi." That's a separate thing. There's vesas and there's mako. Over emes, at least according to the Mordechai, chadam milsehi v'ratzon olomar shim yesh la mako. Afal pi shein roy lislos ba kol kach il lo haya lo veses mikom achom achshav sheish lo veses talin an ba the maka v'chein vor lehed yipsach mar v'isalain shehevi beis Yosef sof simen zeh. You hear? You know, what he wants to say, what the Mordechai means is, you can't just stop and say, well, it's not near my period, therefore it must not be dam nida. It's not near my period, and there's a maka. To put the two, he learns the two things together. That's the time, so it has to be. Okay, it has to must be where there was a makkah. Then we can be tola bevesses when there's also a makkah, telling us that this taka is just to say it's not near her period. That's not enough, but to say that it's a not near her period, not when she's expecting Dom. And number two, there's a vessa, there's a makkah. That's a different story. That explains the shita of the Mordechai. Okay, that's just an important, again, the Mordechai doesn't say it exactly, but that's how the Taz learns it. And the Sidrei Tara here, and again, our Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Sivkot Yud, I just want to point out, in source 11, the Sidrei Tara is impressed with the Balamor. He says, Ayin basoga sarazol bala nefesh, right? The sense that he quotes it, okay? Each writes has some physical symptoms that accompany it and so on and so forth. That's not called Rov Machmas Tashmish. And he writes at the end, and again, the Baal HaMor acknowledged that nobody said it, but the Sidrei Tara, who also acknowledges nobody said it, but he wonders. Look at the last line of 11. I don't know why no one quoted him. It could be no one quoted because the Baal HaMor himself acknowledges the Das Yachid, but the Sidrei Tara is Misvara, the Baal HaMor makes a lot of sense. He doesn't know why he was dismissed so fast. Okay. However, if you look now in 12, the Shach asks really what the million-dollar question that should have been or probably was nagging at us a little bit. According to the Shita, like whom the Mechaber Paskin, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rambam, that it's a Samach Levesa, is what you asked before. I told you to hold the thought. Here we are. Okay. The Shach here in Sukkot and Tes Zayin, source 12, the Shach asks, Kosova Prisha Sivyalav, the Lav Bershia Skina. What do you mean? What do you mean she was... what's his business? She was Samach Levesta. I thought you're not allowed to do that, right? In other words, it's also to me. Well, the Hizartem, we had a whole discussion earlier in the year. We discussed at some length the din of Prisha, Samach Levesta, and so on. So what do you mean? All of a sudden, here, all these shown, the Rabban says it must be he Bishas Vesta, the Rabban writes, Samach Levesta. Rashbo wrote Bishas Vesta, the Rabban wrote Samach Levesta. What do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to do it, Samach Levesta, right? That's what you guys were asking before. And that's a good kasha. So he quotes the Shach and Tezayin, quotes the priest says it's an Osir Aleph, and he says, "Lav Bershiaskin." We're not talking about people who are wicked people who are varyonim, but rather let's remember we had an exception to Samach Levesim, namely, right, a Yotzel Aderech. Oh, Yotzel Aderech is permitted to be Meshamer Samach Levesta. Okay, so therefore, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, that's the situation. All right, that severely limits the whole din, but then nevertheless, that's, at least you have a teretz that it wasn't, it wasn't Tam, somebody who was just, again, the kasha was, if there's an issue in Shamash Alvesa, how could there be Tolu Bevesas like Ramban, the Rashbo say? Okay, so it could be, it's a case of Yotzal Derech, will be Mutter. But, Ulu Rabbeinu Tam, let's remember, that Tosis there, right? Rabbeinu Tam, the Machmer Le'el, some Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud, which we saw, Lifrosh Menu Samach Levesta, Afila B'Yotzal Adarach. Remember, the Rabbeinu Tam learned the whole Sugah differently. Rabbeinu Tam does not have a kula of Samach Levesta about actually Tashmish, maybe the other things you can do, conversations or whatever we discussed back then. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Machmer Le'el, some Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Yud, Lifrosh Menu Samach Levesta, Afila B'Yotzal Adarach. So what's he going to say here? Okay. So it means mishkachasla hocha samoch shemuter kagonim riasat chilas hayom demuter kolayla shalafonav. It's not samoch levest. Samoch levest, meaning the time of that's how the preacher answers. It's the ona. In other words, it's the ona samoch to the vestas itself. That's what it means samoch levesta. Again, we learned, right? I mean, I'll give an example here. Going in Riosa, Tchilas Hayom, the Mutter Kalala Shalafonov, right? If she has sees during the day, leave out the Orzarua now, right? She sees during the day, so the owner, that's when they were doing it, because she's Mutter the night before. That's called Samach Levesa. So I'd say Rabbeinu Tam could answer that way, that it's not talking about Rabbeinu Tam. The others, old like him, would say it's still us if it's Samach Levesa. I'm sorry, it's Yotzal Derech. You'd have to say we're talking about the previous owner when it's Mutter. Okay, when it's mutter, so says the Prisha. Ask the Shach 1 second. Okay, ask the Shach, how can you say that? He says, just a second. Yes, 1 second. In Cain, Kevin the Mekila Mahaitaima, Kosha Cain, the Inlislos Lakula Bahi, Shalot Tehero Machas Tashmish, says the Shach, wait a second. That teretz of the Prisha Rabosa produces like a tarta de sasri, right? What are we saying over here? Why do we say that it's mutter to be with her? Let's use the case that Shach presents, that she sees during the day. So the previous owner is the nighttime. Why do we say that it's mutter at night? Because we assume that she's not going to get her period at night, right? That's the whole reason why it's mutter. The whole reason it's mutter is because it's not expected that she's come in need at that time. And now we want to say, but if she sees dam during that time, Achmas Tashmish, oh no, it wasn't dam Achmas Tashmish, it was dam because of her period. What do you mean? The whole reason allowed to be together in the first place, because we say it's not going to get her period then. You're double dipping or whatever, you're burning the candle both ends, whatever the expression is going to be, right? That's the Shach's kasha. What are you talking about, right? The whole reason allowed to be together, the owner before, is because we don't expect her to get the dam needed at that time. You can't now turn around and say, oh, but don't worry, if she does, we're not going to say it's Ramach Mastash, we're going to say that's dam needed. If it's dam needed, if there's a reasonable chashash, it's dam needed, then it shouldn't allow to be together. You hear the Shach's kasha. Right, let me read again. Kane came with the Makila Mahai Taima. Shakosha came the aimless los Lakula Bahaki. Shalot Tehe Ro Machmas Tashu. Came in Shaina Regila Liros Az? ! That's the Shach's Kasha. Okay, it's a pretty good Kasha. Now, the Prisha gives a good tarot that Samach Levesta means the owner nearest the Vesas, when it's mutter for him to be with her. And that's no problem. The Vizartim doesn't apply it because it's not the same, not in the same owner. Okay, that's a great answer. Except that in our situation, runs into a mamashatar to the sasri. Because it sounds like we assume the whole reason they're allowed to be together in that owner before the Vesas is because we don't have a reasonable chashash she's going to see dam nida then. And yet now we're saying, but if she sees dam, oh, don't worry, we're just going to say it's dam nida because it was her Vesas. It's not Roma Machmas Tashi. You can't do that. You follow how it's double dipping? You know what I'm saying, right? That's the Shach's kasha. So you have to answer, okay? I mean, the Shach gives a few answers. Again, you understand the kasha, right? The whole reason it's mutter is because we don't expect it to become dam nidus. Now we can't say that the dam is from Reveses. Otherwise, we're not allowed to be together. So he says, Ela hachamari sh'avar b'shimsha. Okay, we're talking about somebody who didn't. We asked the kasha at the beginning. B'shiyaskinen? Well, yeah. Okay, over b'shimsha, that's you have to say. That's one pasuk. He wasn't supposed to have tashmish, but if she did, then it'll be tola b'vesta, right? And if she didn't, she was tola. Again, remember, we are looking for kulas here to not make her get divorced. So she did something wrong. They weren't she and he. I mean, not just even you know they were together when they weren't supposed to be. It was samach l'vesta. They weren't supposed to be. But if she sees dam during that time, l'maisa, even though they shouldn't have done it, l'maisa, we will say that it's ro dam. Not Rodam Machmas Tashu. That's one teretz. Okay. Inami. Let's remember, this whole kasha is only according to those like Rabbi Natan, because all the others could say that we're talking about a case of Yotze L'Derech. So Enochanami says that Shach, Inami, Rabbi Natan, Meforish, Yesh Rabbes, is Karashi, Okam Mordechai. Right? Who says the Rabbi Natan will be backed into a corner? Rabbi Natan won't be able to say that it's a case of Samach Levesta, because he has no. Hechatimtz of Samach Levesta, it's mutter. Other Rishonim have a Hechatimtz of Samach Levesta, it's mutter, namely Yotze Leder. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have that Hechatimtz. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam won't be able to learn like the Ramban or the Rashba and the Rambam are talking about Samach Levesta, because Samach Levesta is always Aser. Okay, so he'll learn this Sugya like Rashi does, that Tola Levesta means something else, or like the Mordechai does, or you can throw in the Balamor, you know, for that matter. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam will simply agree with somebody else. The whole Kasha will fall away. The Rebbeinu Tam will learn like Rashi and Mordechai. In a Chalami, he can't learn like the Ramban, the Rambam, Ramban, Rashba, because they don't have, because he doesn't have a case where it would ever be mutter. Unless you want to say like Teretz number one, they did something wrong. But if you don't want to say that, so then good. The Rebbeinu Tam could always say that he holds like one of the other Rishonim that we mentioned, and that's his Teretz. Or he has a last Teretz, Inami, Hochamar Biktana. This is the first time she's establishing three times. That's something we'll have to discuss. But she's a Tana, okay? The girl doesn't yet have Simonim, so therefore she hasn't really been Koveh see three times, and this is what's being Koveh her best, is therefore it's a Mutter Korintim, so a different Terutim, okay? That's an important Shach. All right, I think, you know, because he's explaining. Again, we have two things. He's explaining the Mordechai, the Taz up above, and number 10 explains the Mordechai clearly. And here he explains the other Shita of how could, according to Ramban, Rashbo, and the Rambam, how could it be Samach Levesta? So we have a number of different possibilities. Okay, good. Yeah, everyone's clear? All right, the Pischei Tshuva, just pointing out in Sukkot and Chof Aleph, okay, in 13, here in our Simon Kuf Peizam quotes in Sidri Tara. Again, you know, basically the charge just says that if it's, you know, if it's, that if she had Tashmish one time, Samach Levesta, okay, one time, and even if afterwards she sees Dam two times away from her Vestas, we're not going to be Tola on the Vestas. The first time doesn't count, in other words, the first time won't count because it's the Samach Levesta. Okay, so that's one issue. Good, let's move on, 14. The Gemara in that same sugya we saw it before, and some of Avmar Aleph, it's a little bit of a peculiar formulation if we look at it carefully. Let's look now a little more carefully at 14. Okay, the Gemara says on some of Avmar Aleph, "In yesh la maka ba'osa makom tala b'makosam." Okay, good. She has a maka, a sore, a irritation, some kind of swelling, whatever it is, in that part of the body, a cut. Okay, so we told her whatever dam comes, machlas tashmish, to the fact that she has irritation, and that's what caused the dam. And then it says, good, v'myeshla vesas, tola bevesta. Okay, v'myeshla vesas, tola bevesta. All right, good. We just explained four different sheets of what that means. Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam and the Rabban and the Rashba that it means that you know it's near enough to her vessels. However, exactly worked it out and the owner before whatever it is, the Shach didn't like that answer. Whatever, some other way that it was Samach Levesta, and therefore we can be told it in the vessels. And then it says Vimhoya Dam Makosa Mishuna Midam Riosa. However, if the Dam Maka doesn't look like Dam Nida, then Enatola. Okay, then Enatola. The Gemara clarifies that this only works. We can only be Tola in a Maka if the dam looks the same. All right, we'll have to see. To me, blood is blood, but you know, maybe you know you can tell the woman can tell the difference in dam. You know, whether she has a period and other type of dam. So if the dam does not look like it, then you can't be Tola. I just want to point out as a side point that the flow of the Gemara is a little bit strange, no? Because at first it talks about Yeshua Maka Bosa Makom Tola Makosu. Statement one. Statement two, Yeshua Vesas Tolabesa. And statement three, Vim Hoysa Dam Maka. That statement three should have come after statement one. No, statement three, Vim Hoysa Dam Makas Mishuna Dam Risa in a Tola, is modifying statement one. Yeshua Maka Bosa Makam Tola Makasa. And it should have said, but not if the Dam is a different color. And why did it interrupt with talking about the Vesas? Yeah, again, this is not exactly a, you know, a bomb kasha. It's just somewhat of an unusual construct, it seems to me, in the Gemara. Right, because the Gemara first mentions what the situation is, you have a Maka, then it says if she has a Vesas, however we define the Vesas, the different Shitas, and then it goes back and talks about Maka again. So it's an unusual thing. So I just want to point out that both the Rosh and the Rif, in their presentation, Taka switched the order. Take a look in the Rosh, here in Nida Perek Yud Oz Gimel. All right, Bimyesha Vesva Vesta, he has that first. Then, it's a much better flow. He switches one and two. So the third statement about the, you know, the dam needing to be the same color in order for us to be told that dam in dam maka, that modifies the statement about yeshla maka. So that's good. They put those two things together. And so he has the first thing in Vesas, and then the other two, the Rosh, has like that. The Rif also, the Rif again is in Shruas, of Bez and Bez in the document of the Rif and Shruas, 16. Yeshla Vesas, Tolba Vesas, Yeshla Maka, Tolba Makas, and Yeshla Dam Makas, and Shruas Dam Rosa, and a Tolba, like the Rosh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And again, that's more mistaber because that's the flow. I no pun intended. Okay, I just want to mention just a side point that came into me when I first learned this. You know, just something where I think worth knowing. It's a total side point, not really, nothing to do with Hilchos Nida. But, you know, you're familiar with the Sefer Aksav HaKabbalah? Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg, Aksav HaKabbalah, was a German Talmud Chacham. And the word Kabbalah in his title has nothing to do with mystical Kabbalah, right? It has to do with our oral tradition. So the Sefer Aksava Kabbalah, which I think, I mean, Lanias Dayat Imam, is somewhat underrated in the Torah world, but it's a very interesting Sefer because he tries to show, he's an expert in dikduk and in psukim and in grammar and how things flow of one sentence to another. And he tries to demonstrate how a lot of things that are in Torah Shebaal Peh, if you read the psukim properly, you can find at least a hint or a presentation in Torah Shebaal Ksav. That's why he calls it Aksav HaKabbalah. Kabbalah meaning the oral tradition, nothing to do with the mystical literature. So we're about as far away from that as you can imagine. Anyway, the point is that the Sefer Aksav HaKabbalah, he shows certain linguistic patterns and psukim patterns and shows how many of Drosh's Chazal already, you know, in the psukim, if you know how to read the psukim properly. Very, I mean, I'm far from an expert in the Sefer, but I've seen a number of interesting things over the years in that Sefer. Why do I mention it here? Because he has a principle that at least in biblical literature, okay, and he brings a number of riyas to this, in biblical literature, sometimes you have a pasuk or two psukim back to back that have four different statements, four maybe only loosely related themes, four different statements. And he shows how statement one and three go together, and two and four go together. You follow, in statement three modifies statement one, and statement four modifies statement two. Okay, and one of the classic examples that he gives, and that's what he talks about in Parshas Bo. So I can find the pasuk in the Parshas Achodesh. It's an unusual pasuk otherwise. Okay, the pasuk says, let's see. Here it is. In Parak, you know, it's a total side point, but I think you'll find it interesting. Parak Yud Beis, Parshas Chodesh, Shmos Parak Yud Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu, right? Ach Bayom Arishon Tashbisu Seor Mibatechem. Right, so first thing is you have to eat matzah for 7 days. Then it says on the first day or by the first day, whatever, Tashbisu Seor Mibatechem, get rid of the mitzvah Tashbisu, get rid of all your chametz, fine, okay? Then, ki kol ochel chametz v'nichas ha'nefesh ha'im Yisrael, whoever eats chametz is going to get karis, miyom ha'rishon ad yom ha'shvi, the first day till the seventh day. It's a difficult, it's a little bit of an unusual construction in terms of the pasuk, right? Eat matzahs for 7 days, the first day or by the first day, get rid of all your chametz, then whoever eats chametz gets karis, and then from the first day to the seventh day. What sets him off is not so much the pasuk itself, but a question of halacha. Rabbi Yehuda has a tshuva about it. He quotes another Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we know that what happens if a person finds chametz? She was learning psachim now, so we'll digress into psachim 1 second. What happens if you find chametz, you know, on yontif? We know that the mitzvah tashbisu applies on erev yontif, right? On your dalet, right? But what if you find chametz on Pesach? So you also have to destroy it. You also have to burn it. Right? If it's yontif, you have to cover it up, whatever. Okay, and I'm not talking about us. We can assume if you find something that was already sold to the guy. We're talking about that, you know, Medina de Gemara, right? So if you find chametz later on Pesach, you have to, but who says? What exactly? I mean, we agree. But tashbisu is ach b'yom arishon tashbisu. And we say b'yom arishon means an ach chalek, all this, you know, all that stuff. So where do we see that if I find chametz in my possession, chalamayt, that who says the mitzvah say of tashbisu? Rabbi Yehuda has alumnus, but says the Ksav HaKabbalah, I think a very sharp point, says you have to read the point. He just tells you, he brings other rayas, other psukim, that when you have four clauses in a sentence or in two sentences, one and three go together, and two and four go together. So here, let's look at this pasuk as well. Let's put it the way he puts it. Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. That's one. Why? Now three. Ki kol ochel chametz, because you have to eat matzah, because if you eat chametz, you're going to get karis. All right, so one and three go together. Then, the mitzvah tashbisu, which is in clause two, goes together with clause four, which says miyom arishon ad yom hashvi. That's how you know that there's a requirement to tashbisu, you know, in all 7 days, all Pesach. He already lined it up. Okay, and I thought it was very, very fascinating. It came to mind over here because he doesn't say this as a principle in Mishnah, but or in Gemara. But it just explains our unusual construction here in 14, which caused both the Rush and the Riff to have to turn the text around a little bit. So we have im yesho makom oso makom, that's clause one. Tala makasa, clause one. Clause two, yesho vesa tala vesa, clause two. Clause three, nehaisa da makasa, clause three modifies clause one. Okay, again, just a digression. I think that's an interesting. All right. Getting back to our issue now. Okay. So just to clarify, so the Rishonim, which is just starting source 17, 18, and 19, is simply a continuation of the sources above in the 4, 5, and 6, with the Mordechai, the Ramban, and the Rashbo. So if you look in the Mordechai there, and again, Rambam Tafsir Lamed Hei 17, V'tolu b'makosa sheyecholo lomim v'nakosa yu tahora. All right, what is Tola Makosa? Again, we talked about what he said about the Vessas. He had his own sheet about Vessas, but Maka, she can be Tola and Maka and say she's Torah. But he acknowledges, she wrote, ain't a Tola Makosa, but if it's different color, you can't. Okay, the Mordechai, that's the Gemara. The Ramban, in Perek Vov, Oz Tez Vov, in Hilchos Nida, 18. Hoysa Vodam Maka, Tola Makosa, and Hoydam Makosa, Mishun, Dam Shatir, Bishas Taj, ain't a Tola Maka. Again, has to match the color. Good. And the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer by Zion Shar Beis, although see, he'll throw some in a second. He says, Yesha Maka Tol Makosav, and he says, Vidavka, Keshein Nika, Shei Dam Makosav Mishun, Vidam Riyasa, Abu Yadua, Shei Dam Makosav Mishun, Dam Riyasa, Eina Tola. Now he throws something in at the end of 19, the Rashba, again, it's the Bayis HaKotzer, he throws in, Yesh Mishahora, some Paskin, Shei Eina Tola Makosav. You cannot be, for the purpose of Dam Machmas Tashmish, you can't be Tola in a Mako. And the Rashba says, Velo Yeroyali Kane. I don't think now, Lechora, how can anybody say that? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, right? I mean, the Gemara says, In Yeshav Maka, Bosomokum, Tola Makosa, provided the colors match. Fine. But the Rashba quotes the Yesh Mishahora. It doesn't deal with it here. Odi's boy Yosef is a Bisharak, so I'm going to deal with that later. But we'll see a little bit what's no get to us. I mean, it sounds like an unusual Shita because it's against the Gemara. Rashba does say Yesh Mishahora, She'ena Tola Makosa, Velo Yeroyali Kane. All right, so hold that thought for a second. That's in the Bayis HaKotzer by Zion Shar Beis. In the Bayis HaOroch, because the Bayis HaOroch by Zion Shar Dalad in the Source 20. So there, the Rashba writes, the Hosam Nami Lo Omer Elim Hoy Dam Makos Mishum Midam Riyas HaKlomar Im Nisbarer Shinishtane Eino Tola. If it's clear, and this is where the fun starts, it has to be clear that it's a different color. All right. In other words, now the question becomes, it has to be clear that it's a different color, or you're not sure that it's the same color. How much can you distinguish, or how much you expect to be able to distinguish? Okay. And you look carefully now back in the words of the Rishonim. So back in 17, the Mordechai wrote, Im Hoya Dam Makosa Mishuna, then Eino Tola. That's our Ramban also wrote, Hoya Dam Makosa Mishuna. It's a different color. The Rashba seems to be stressing more, both in 19 and the Bayis HaKotzer, where he says, "V'dafka she'ein nikar she'hei dam makosa mishuna b'dam riyoso." It's not noticeable. It's not easily recognizable that the dam is different. Okay, and that's what he says in the Bayis HaKotzer. Just interesting. I'm not trying to make too big a fuss about it, but in the Bayis HaKotzer, he writes, "V'dafka k'she'ein nikar she'hei dam makosa mishuna b'dam riyoso," meaning it's not that noticeable that it's different. Okay, but if it's noticeable, then you can't be Tola. Here in the Bayis HaOroch, he says, "Im nisbarer shenishtana." It's clear that it's not the same. Over there in the Bayis HaOroch, it's not so noticeable that it's different. Here it's "Im nisbarer shenishtana." Okay, but all right, Adra Abavadai Labin Amaka shows his yard. Avon Kol She'ia Toyachal Lamad Le'a Tola Hakav. If you can't tell the difference, you have to be able to tell the difference. It's not. I'm just saying it's a little bit of a different emphasis in the Bayis HaKotzer. It's not noticeable. Here, I mean, here he stresses what is noticeable. It's the same upshot. But anyway, why is it that we have all these kulas and so on? He says, okay, even though it's similar, Lefisha, why can we make them? So it is important on the third line of 20. The Rashba writes, let's remember. In other words, we have all these kulas here. If the long is a dam, they can't really, in other words, he wants to be making us, unless you can really see that it's a different color, we can be Tola. In this barer, okay, that's what he's emphasizing. And the other place also, he says in the other angle, the Bayis HaKotzer, ein nikar, okay, it's not noticeable that it's different. If it's not noticeable that it's different, then we can make them. And we can only have to be machmer if it's this barer, if it's clear that it's not the same. You know, well, why are we going out of our way, it looks like, to say, well, you know, the dam, usually, most people, dam is dam, you know, it's red. Okay, yeah, it's kind of hard sometimes to see a significant difference. So he said, no, if you can see any difference, not clear that it's the same, then you can make a why. He said, Lefisha, let's remember, number one, Lefisha Isha, third line of 20, writes the Rashba, Lefisha Isha Becheskes Tara. All right, number one, she's a chazaka being tahora. Afilo Gia Shaz Vesas, Gavesas Drabonon. Okay, Umisafek Al Teosarna Le'olam. Let's remember what's at stake here. Says the Rashba, we're talking about Dam Machmas Tashmish and possibly answering her to this man for the rest of her life, or answering her altogether for the rest of her life, depending on what she did the Bika, like we talked about last week, right? So you don't just flippantly answer somebody. In Cain, who adin, who tam, b'she'iyah toyocha, lama lo'ikar, j'mar adam shalom, im shalim lav, tolon ha'kel, you can't really tell the difference. Okay, you can't easily tell the difference in this dam, then we can be tolon ha'kel. Menastom, anom, shalom, ishtar, mar adam ishtar, it's the same blood, blood is blood. Okay, and that's why he said the end. Levada istama tola achis barer. It's got to be clear. He emphasized it again. The Rashi. It's got to be clear that it's a different maradamim, a different type of dam. We'll discuss. We talk about colors shortly. The next couple of weeks maybe we'll talk about colors. What the different colors are. That are a problem. But in any event, that's what the Rashi mentions over here. The Rambam, in two places, Paskins. You hear what I'm trying to stress with this Rosh Barabbas? I'm just trying to get this point that we're making, unless it's pretty darn clear that this is different, totally different dam. Okay? It's pretty darn clear that it's the same. If it's nisbar, aim nisbar shenishtana, ain't no tolo. It's clear that it's not the same dam. It's very clear that it's not the same dam. Then we can't be tola. But anytime it's not that clear, we can be tola. Says the Rashi, because we're looking to be mekel to protect her from having to necessarily get divorced or asking herself either to this husband or at all. The Rambam Hilchos Yerubim Perek Dal Chachof writes 21 again a continuation. And in the Perek Ches Halach Yud Dalad 22, the Rambam also writes, "V'chein isha sheros adam machmas maka sheish mokar afal pi sheros b'shas vesta itaro b'adam tor shavestes midivreim kamo she's bor because b'adam mishkamosh." We discussed that already. Vestes is the rabbanon, okay, which the Rosh Bo mentioned as well. So it's also Rambam looking for kula. And again in 23, the Rambam as well, paragud aleph v'chasur bi aloch yud gimel v'chein im haisa b'maka v'hay adam shos mena ad shabo adam im meimer aglaim areza tora. Again, if some kind of a makkah, the blood flows out, okay, it comes out with urine and so on, then it's Arei Zetor. Okay, so that's what they're all saying. And the emphasis being that we want to be makel, and if we can be makel, unless you're really, really sure that this is simply not the same color type of dam, in which case you can't be tola. Other than that, if you're not really sure, you can be tola lahakel. Okay, good. So claims the Rambam and the Rashbo and so on. Look now in Hilchos Nida the Ramban, Paragimel Ozayin 24. We'll finish up with the next couple of sources. Okay, for today, look at this Ramban. Remember, we saw back in 19 the Bayis Hakotz of the Rashbo quoted Yesh Misha Hora She'ena Tolav Makasa V'lo Yerali Kain. Somebody passed it. Didn't say who. Well, the who seems to be the Ramban. Okay, over here. I assume that's what Rashbo was referring to, although it's strange he didn't mention the name. But the Ramban here in Hilchos Nida Paragimel Ozayin 24. Hayaba Maka. Some people are makel, but the Eroa Elisha Mitamin Osa, Shimahoya Dam Makas Mishuna Dam Riosa Tmea Dina Talmud, Yim Kain Pama Tomivi Osa Lahaki believed up with them. Basically, what Ramban says is, guess what? Today we can't do it. Okay, from the fact that, that sometimes the Gemara says if the dam is Mishuna and we can't be Tola, says the Ramban, we cannot take the chance. We are not so experts in distinguishing this type of color and that type of color. And therefore, the Ramban says that since the Gemara itself, I asked the Kasher before, back in 19, the Rashbo says, Yesh Mishahor She'eno Talav Makosa. What do you mean? How can anybody pass on it's against the Gemara? The Gemara itself says, yeah, you can be Tola. Yeah, but the Gemara left open to not being told. Look again, the Gemara back in 14, right? Gemara says, and then the Rosh and the Riff all quoted, right? So look in but so the Gemara already left open Einatola. Namely, if the Dam is not different. If the Dam is not the same, the Dam is not the same color Dam. If it's different, then it can't be Tola. So the Gemara itself left open right away the door to saying there are cases we're not going to be able to be Tola. And Ramban says, therefore, he says, since, okay, the Gemara itself says that if, look at the words of the Ramban, and the end of this again, it's in Par Gimel of his Hilchos Nida Ozayin, the Royal Elisha Metaminosa, Shimhoya Dam Makasa Mishuna Medam Riosa Tmea Din HaTalmud. The Gemara itself said that. The Gemara said that if Dam is Mishuna, then she's Tomei. In Cain, Poma, Tomebi, Osan, Lahakif, who lived up with Daman. We have to inspect it, and we can't tell. It's going to cause a problem. And his raya, so to speak, is, look now at Oztes. This is a Lechora, different din, but he connects them. Okay, the second half of 24. Ramban writes, Haboel es habisulo. The first time, right? Haboel es habisulo. Afilo haisek tanis regiz manaliroz. Boel bilas mitzvah v'gomer b'yasul porish. We're not, then still applicable today, right? The first time you have relations, Haboel bilas mitzvah, gomer b'yasul uporish. Boel bilaso, Boel bilas mitzvah uporish, right? V'yosheves shivin akim. Just wait 7 nikim. We know that that din is applicable today. Okay, the first time a chosan and kala together, then she becomes an eider right away because of the breaking of the besulim. Unless you have, sometimes you have girls who don't have the besulim because of exercise and other issues. So then that's a different story. But in ordinary circumstances, the first time, so she becomes an eider right away after the first time. Boil bilas mitzvah parish, and fine. Says the Ramban, look what he adds. That's not a surprise. That's a din we know. It's still applicable today. Says the Ramban at the end of 24, Mikana talomed she'ain tolam b'maka. Obviously, we can't just be tolam in a maka. She'ain l'chamaka dolam in a kana shenivela. What that a girl who's as beautiful the first time. That's a maka, right? That's a maka, and we're not tolam that. So apparently, says the Ramban, apparently the Ramban is the Yesh Mishahora that the Rashbo referred to back in the source 19, the Baisa Kotza, by Zion Sharbeit. We don't rely on it. The Haraya, we don't rely on it by, I mean, they have Bila the first time, especially with the girls of Tana. So she's going to bleed, and that's a real Makkah. That's a Makkah. And yet we're not told on it. Okay, so says Ramban, Mikana Talomi, it's ain't Talomaka. You can't be Talomaka nowadays, because that's a maka. We don't rely on it. Okay, we're not somich on Tlias Dam Bamaka, because we're not experts in the different colors. Okay, and maybe this Dam it is different than a Dam Ria, not different, the same color, the similar color. Therefore, the Ramban says, we simply don't rely nowadays on Tlias Bamaka. That's the point of Ramban. That's the Yesh Mish. Shahara, probably the Rashbo is referring to in 19. So just to finish up, here the Ramban. I mean, it's a big chomer, but the Ramban says now, I don't know, it's a big chomer, but Ramban says today we don't rely on the Makkah, even though the Gemara said we do rely on the Makkah, but the Gemara then right away said, yeah, but not if it's not the same color, and we don't rely on our expertise in that distinction nowadays, and therefore, just like by Basula, we're not relying on a Makkah. We're not going to rely on it here either. The Rosh takes issue with this in 25. The Rosh here in Nida Parag Yud Simon Gimel takes a serious issue with this. He quotes the Ramban. Gamar Ramban Zal Kosov the Achshav Ein Tolan B'Makkah Shar Af B'Bol Es B'Sula Chazanim She Bol B'Lis Mitzvah Parish. That's the Ramban's Raya. Right, just like by B'Sula, we say Bol B'Lis Mitzvah Parish. Okay, Ein Achal Makkah G'dol Mizu. Okay, there's no bigger Makkah. And obviously then, they said the Achshav on the third line ain't under Bikin Maras Adama later in the Shtan and Lav. We don't know how to distinguish the colors and so on. But the Rosh himself disagrees. The Rosh himself, this is not true. Ain't on either Dama Raya. He says, how can you make the same thing? Okay. Ain't Raya Mosa Prisha Shahula Shazu Shata Osa Isra'olam. Okay. He says, what do you mean? So Bo Bilas Mitzvah Porish means, okay, well, we won't rely on the Makkah. So she's going to be Asura for a week. Big deal. So it's 1 week. And here we're talking about the possibility of creating an Israel for this woman forever, right? You can't compare that. In other words, the Rosh is saying just because we don't rely on the Makkah by Bo Bilas Mitzvah Porish, that's okay because, okay, big deal. So then they made a Chumrah that lasts for a week. All right, she has to count Shivin Akim, and then she goes to Mikvah and becomes the Horus. That's not the end of the world. But here we're talking about Asuring a woman forever, right? Possibly. Right, that's a different story. So here, and he says, Matsino, Sheikilo Bachacham Harbe. Right, we find all these coolers we discussed in the last few days. Right, Shelo Itzichu Bachacham Vedika. We don't really require Vedika. Ad She Techzak Beetz or Tischazik Beetz Bos Ubekochos. Right. Well, we say maybe each man is different. The penetration is different, and the force is different. And right, we have all these coolers. Okay, Ulai Lo Tischak Vedika. Maybe she won't have to do Vedika. Okay. There we're looking for all these coolers. L'chach she'tzichu b'dikah shol nachmar aleh levatah b'dikas Maria's guru she'ein by mamish. Right, we're going to say that we're looking for ways out and so on. So therefore, he the Rosh simply does not think that there's any raya you can bring from dam sulim, because after that beer the woman's a sore for 1 week. But we're talking about here is possibly asrin her forever. If we're more inclined to be makel, and therefore we are tol on a makkah even today. Okay, that's the Rosh disagrees with Ramban and says we're tol on a makkah even today. And finally, the Rashba. Again, Rashba is a Talmud Ramban. The Rashba on the Bayis Aruch by Zion Shardala 26. Barav Ramban Kosov the Achshav Ein Talon B'Maka and the Raya from the Besula. Look at the fourth line of 26. Look at the fourth line of 26. The Afal Pi She'ein Meshivanes Ha'ari. Right, that's a lesson we sometimes find in postgame. You can't deal with a lion, right? You can't challenge a lion, right? I mean, no sane person walks into a lion cage and unless you're highly trained, right? You don't walk into a lion cage and start up with a lion. So he's saying you shouldn't ask too many kashas against the lion. Basically, they're supposed to say, who am I to challenge Ramban? Ramban's like a lion. You know, I'm not walking into a lion's cage. But he says, Afo Pisha ain't Meshivan Asari. Okay. And the Omer, Shannon, he's a Domino Raya. Again, I agree that the case are not comparable. Okay, Shim Omru Babola Sabsul, Shesh Shasa Kosha Lacha, Shetikyam Tikya Maka. Soon as her, that maka, whatever it is, heals, and she has Shivan Akim better, she's all better now. Good. So she'll be a mutter for the rest of her life. Not a problem. Then Lo Omru, El Mishra, Damach was Tashmish, Makha Emo Shasa Kosha, and Imsasata Solom. Same objection that the Rosh Bo raised, that the Rosh raised rather. So Adrab was Uikilo, and therefore we were Makel. And and so on. So he says everybody, the Rashba basically says in the case of the Birishona, Shumutaris, her husband wants her maka heals. Here the stakes are much higher because she could potentially end up having to get divorced and maybe never being mutter at all. And therefore, we're talamaka even as manazet. Okay, that's what he says. And again, since the Gemara goes back and forth and tells you how to, obviously it's a. So according to the Rashba and the Rash and the Rambam, we are talamaka. Again, because she's Becheskes Taras and Tara anyway. And we can be told, again, unless it's mamish clear, that the colors are not the same. I just want to end off. You look in 27, the Bayis HaKotzer, by Zion Shardal, it's interesting. He quotes, Oisha Sharo Damach was Tashmish, so Kvar Biarno Bishar Prishi Yisur Lachar Shehugzaka Becha Gimel Pomim. Med Ramur Kishain La Maka Veis Harechem. The only time we're Machmer is if there's no Maka in that part of the body. Avul Yeshma Maka Mutter. Okay, she's going to be mutter. And this bar law should dam maka mishunami dam riosa rizutme, unless it's clear that it's a different type of color. Okay, and then he discussed something else, what if she feels it? But then look at the end, she feels that she has a maka. That's a further question. That's going to be in parentheses for now. What if the woman doesn't know she has a maka, but she can tell? You can tell when you have something irritating on your own body and so on. He says she's nemenis to say, I have a maka, even if you didn't see the maka. I don't say we rely on that today. It's all based on Vesofra law, right? I mean, she's Eidach and Ambisurin, so she's, I have a maka. All right, anyway, but look at the end, and this will finish. B'yeish me rabosai, that's Ramban, shehoru lahachmer bizman hazeh, she'ein anu b'kiyin v'maros adamim, v'shema nishtar amar adamim shalom amar adam, we just can't tell. Okay, memar dam akosa, maybe it is a different color, we just can't tell, and therefore we don't rely on it. And here, in the Bayis HaKotzer in 27, Rosh Bo concludes, v'amachmer tavol of bracha. So, it's just interesting. The Bayis HaOruch, in the same source, by Zion Shar Dalad, quotes Ramban, and he says, again, afo pishen meshivin esari, but I think it's wrong, and he gives the same tarot to Rosh, the cases aren't comparable, and we can't do it. Okay, we no reason not to be making over here. And the Bayis HaKotzer, while he dismisses, ostensibly dismisses that sheet also, nonetheless, he says, Amachmer Tavol of Brocha. I don't know, what's the Chumr? To get divorced? I guess that's a Chumr. Yeah, I guess it is a Chumr. But I mean, it's an unusual thing. Amachmer Tavol of Brocha. So the Rosh Bo, I guess in the Bayis HaKotzer, just again, he was a Talmud of the Ramban. So he doesn't want to, like he said in the Bayis Aruch, Ein Meshivan Asari, he doesn't want to just dismiss the Ramban altogether. So he says, I'm Machmer Talmud of Brochem. Okay, most Rishonim are not Machmer at all. Okay, not Machmer at all. Okay, someone just thought, it was Aryeh Shrag Milo Yira. Okay, that's Aftar of Ayesha, right? So from Amos. So actually, this is Chanukah. What?
The Vush killed the Taz. The Vush killed the Shagasari. That's the story they say.
Yeah. But the Pasuk and Alos. Anyway. He says, okay, Machmer Tavol of Brocha. But most of Rishonim are not worried about that. And they say that we can be Tola, unless it's Mamish clear, like the Gemara said, unless it's Mamish clear, like Rambam also Paskins. But other than that, we can be Tola. All right, we'll stop over here. And we'll continue, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, finish up this this discussion about Maka. And tomorrow back to regular schedule, I hope. Okay. I wish you have a good day.
Rabbi Tapis.